This is Free Talk Live, the show where you can call in and bring up anything that's on your mind at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We are launching into hour number three of the show. Joining you tonight, it's Sam.
And Wayne.
And Sean.
And if you like Free Talk Live and you want to learn more about the show, perhaps you're out and you have one of those fancy smartphones, you can go to m.freetalklive.com and you can listen to the show on your mobile device. And there are also listen lines where you can call in if you're away from a radio station that's carrying the show. You can dial 760-569-7753 for the Liberty Radio Network. And you can also find out more about that at listen.freetalklive.com. Okay, so we took a call and went off sort of on the CPS discussion again, and then we've been kind of bouncing around here tonight, but that's okay. This is Free Talk Live, where you can bring up anything. And we were, in the last hour, reading this story out of Tampa Bay, where the FBI is concerned over citizen extremists. And I went back and glanced through some more of the story here. And I think it's worth sort of mentioning, because the FBI is coming out and saying, well, it's just, Wayne, it's getting dangerous out there. These citizens are telling us that we can't come and serve war, we can't kick in their doors, and that they don't have to obey us anymore.
I know, it's getting crazy, Sam.
And they're meanwhile completely oblivious to the corruption, to the things that are going on within the government as it grows bigger, as we have this secret, top secret group of corporations of, what is it, 100,000 people that have access to this top secret black market thing that the government has created. It's become so big they don't even know, you know, what the left hand doesn't know what the right is doing anymore. And so it goes on in this story. I wanted to jump back into this, and they're talking to McPherson, a supervisor for the FBI's Domestic Terrorism Task Force, who is based in Tampa and responsible for 18 counties in Florida. He told Smith the agency uses a three-pronged test to define a sovereign citizen extremist. I like the way they're using these words in there. The threat of force or violence, a violation of federal law, and a political, social agenda. That's when we get involved. So those are their criteria for determining if you...
All the above? They have to check all the boxes?
...are a sovereign citizen. Well, it says and, so I would assume yes, but I doubt that. I don't know. You know, like up here in New Hampshire, the violence, people are not up here advocating violence. We advocate peace. We advocate non-cooperation, peaceful civil disobedience, and doing, you know, performing outreach, getting involved in the system for the people that want to do that. So, you know, I guess they would leave us alone. We'll see if that turns out to be true as time goes on.
Yeah, that's the way to go, because you're not provoking anybody and you're just trying to get your message across without violence.
Yeah, so we went to Hudson to visit the property where Fornoff was arrested, careful not to trespass. We were met out front by Nathan Fornoff, who defended his brother's actions. Well, we were expecting them to come in here and murder us, Nathan told Fox 13. We've been having them come up and threaten us on our grandfather's property. Next thing we know, we get a visit from the FBI dragging him off, saying, you don't have a right to defend yourselves. Well, you have a right to defend yourselves, but not against the government. Agent McPherson is concerned about threats against law enforcement. The anti-government rhetoric can quickly turn into action, he said. That's what the FBI says happened in the case of 45-year-old Jerry Kane and his 16-year-old son when they were pulled over on May 20th during a traffic stop in West Memphis, Arkansas, on their way back to Clearwater, Florida. He tried to present his paperwork to a police officer, Agent McPherson told Doug Smith. I'm a sovereign citizen. You have no authority over me. 8 pages of legal jargon and legal speak, which isn't legal, according to the FBI. So
So if you hand them 8 pages of legal jargon and legal speak, it's not legal. But if they hand you 8 pages of jargon and legal speak, well, you have to comply with every word of it.
Interesting.
It contradicts itself.
And apparently McPherson is a lawyer able to make these determinations all on his own, I guess, you know. It's just, and it's so rigged. It's such a rigged system. And this is why people end up getting frustrated, feeling like there's no hope. And
now they're out of work.
Yeah, now they're out of work, and, you know, Ron Paul, we played on the Sunday show, pretty dire warnings about civil unrest, and as these numbers climb, as things, the situation gets worse, and these people start losing their homes, have nowhere to go, what are they going to do?
Well, I've heard it said that the best way to prevent a revolution is to make sure that everybody is economically well off, because people don't, rich people don't hold revolutions, it tends to cause you to lose the silverware.
Or even middle class. If you have a strong middle class, then people are peaceful and they go about their business. But the middle class is being destroyed.
Yeah.
Aren't these so-called FBI people paying attention? Aren't they seeing what's happening?
You know, they believe that what they're doing is right, that they are keeping America safe, and that, you know, the government must remain in charge in order for America to be safe. And they just are not willing to look at the corruption, to look at what's going on, to look at the injustices that they're out there perpetrating.
And that's not their job, and that they're just doing their job.
Well, you know what? I've known some people in the FBI over the years. I've got friends who have gone in and everything, and there's some good people in the FBI.
Me too, yeah.
And absolutely. There's some bad people. But the problem is they're getting most of their information from their peers, and so they're not hearing the other side.
Yeah, they're in sort of an echo chamber.
Yes.
The FBI says Jerry Kane argued with police, then his son pulled out an AK-47 and opened fire. One officer was shot 11 times, and the other was hit with 14 bullets. Authorities trapped and rammed their van in a Walmart parking lot, and both father and son died in a shootout with police. There's a small subset who are willing to kill over those theories, and we've seen that again and again with these groups, says Mark Pollack, director of the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Yeah, oh yeah, those group. Now, why don't they just leave these people alone? How about that?
The nonprofit civil rights groups tracks the movement and sees a big increase. Pollack says there is no central leadership, but rather an anti-government ideology that sovereign citizens believe they don't have to pay taxes. And then they're just trying to invoke the slave-on-slave mentality of, well, if you have to jump through all master's hoops, then everybody else should too, and these people are trying to cheat the system. That they don't have to pay taxes, carry a driver's license, or register a car. In fact, they decide what laws to obey and ignore.
Mm-hmm.
They do not believe the government has authority over them at all, Pollack added. Well,
again,
tell me.
They're stirring up slave on slave. That's exactly what they're doing.
Where does the government's authority come from? Outside of violence and using force against people, where does that authority come from? I ask you.
According to their documents, it comes from the consent of the governed. If these people don't consent, then the government has no authority over them.
Yeah, well, that in practice, that doesn't actually work out. They don't seem to really care. So there's a Facebook group here, and we talked about how, well, it's the government that is creating this response by all of its actions. And I know Ian reads from StopTheDrugWar.org, a great list of police corruption stories and so forth. There's this list posted. This is just for 1 week, and it's several pages long. It's a headline with a link to the story, a one-page summary with a link to the story. And I'm just going to read some of them from the top. Rochelle, Georgia, police officer caught molesting underage girl. Phoenix, Arizona, cop tases, maces, and murders Latino man. Los Angeles, California, cop murders an unmarked black student. Portland, Oregon, police captain involved in neo-Nazi activities that city covered up for years. Garden Grove, California, police officer charged for anally raping two women. Davidson County, Tennessee, deputy falsely arrests homeless man after murdering his dog. Newtonsville, Ohio, police chief pleads guilty to sexual battery of a 15-year-old girl. I'm not even a quarter of the way through this thing. It's probably 5 pages long, and we could click on if you guys want to, you know, shout out, and we'll click on the link and read this story. This is just 1 week.
Wow. I'm floored.
I am floored.
But, you know, we hear all that, too, and we have to remember that there are police officers and people in so-called authority who don't do these things, too.
Yes, 99% of cops give the rest a bad name.
I don't know about that.
that's a little much, but I always like to acknowledge the ones that are trying to do the right thing, too.
Yeah, well, and they're under the system where this kind of behavior is protected and shielded. They have the thin blue line. They can close the ranks and get away with murder in many cases.
Yeah.
So, all right, we'll come back and talk about inflation, return to some of the economic issues. When we return, you can call in, bring up anything, 1-800-259-9231.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power, but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish it. M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Thursday edition of the show where you can call in and bring up anything that's on your mind, take control of the airwaves. The SACL CAI toll-free line is 1-800-259-9231. And if you like Free Talk Live and you want to get more of the show, there are archives going back for, I think 3 years, if not more, at archive.freetalklive.com. You can also go to the front page of the website and right at the top, click and download the latest show, archives.freetalklive.com.
Jim Frechette is a big supporter of Free Talk Live. Jim owns Quality Rental in Rhode Island. If you're having an event, whether it is a party, wedding, barbecue, or church gathering, Quality can serve your needs if you are in southern New England. Check out their website at qualityrental.com.
Okay, so we've in the last segment, we covered some sort of cop corruption stories. I just wanted to add on that if people want to look at this, I'm not sure who puts this together, but it's called Cop Crimes Weekly Roundup. There is a Facebook group, I believe it's called Cop Crimes, where you can go and find this list. If you just plug into Google or your search engine, Cop Crimes Weekly Roundup, the list will come up. And they do this every week. And we read, maybe the first 10 out of about 50 or 60. I showed you guys how far it scrolled down. And it just goes on and on and on. And there's, drug-related things, there are child pornography-related things, there are abuse, there's police officers beating people up, beating women up. I mean, it just goes on, and it's so horrible. It's gotten so far out of control. That's why the government is seeing the kind of negative and angry response, because you've given this group this monopoly and then shield them from their actions and let them basically get away with murder in a lot of instances. And so it's horrible. If you want to check that out, I'm sure you can find it on Facebook or elsewhere on the internet. So let's go back now and jump into inflation. It's something that we touched on when we were covering some of the economic issues. And I found a piece by Howard Ruff in the Commentator's Corner on Kitco, which is one of the precious metals, is where I go to get quotes and things for current gold and silver prices, that sort of thing. And he's written an interesting, it's a pretty short little piece here, titled Inflation, with a question mark. One thing that puzzles many people is the fact that all the conditions for inflation seem to be there. They are printing lots of dollars, but inflation doesn't seem to be taking off, though gold and silver are acting as though it is. But gold and silver are right. Inflation is taking off. So, and what he's pointing out here is over the last several weeks, gold is at an all-time high. It's been breaking records almost daily, at least every week. Today it closed up, 1380. And by the way, gold.freetalklive.com is another website you can go to get some gold from one of the sponsors of the show and the host network, GCN. But it's been just going through the roof. The analysts have been calling it a bubble when it was back at 1,100, and here we are almost ready to break 1,400, and nobody knows. It's showing no signs of slowing down. We've covered in detail, Wayne, some of the news behind the scenes and some of the speculation and things that are happening. There's been a lot of price fixing to artificially suppress gold prices, and some of that stopped. Chase and Goldman Sachs have shut down their gold and silver manipulation desks where they use shorts and options and things to artificially suppress these prices.
Well, when you see the really wealthy insiders starting to buy gold by the ton,
yeah,
you know it's time if you have money to buy, because what do they know? A lot of these people have inside information.
So, you know, gold is going up, but yet when we go to the grocery store, I haven't seen the same kind of rapid increases like that.
It's in the pipeline.
It is, and I think this article does a good job of sort of explaining it. So first, let me define inflation. To the economist, inflation is not rising prices any more than wet sidewalks or rainstorms. Inflation is an increase in the money, in the supply of money,
relative to the number of goods and services available.
Yeah, absolutely. It should really be called. Thank you.
Yeah.
It should really be called dilution, because it dilutes the value of the existing dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens when the government prints money. They're creating money without creating any accompanying value. So what happens is that value is just stolen from all the existing dollars that are already out there in circulation, making them worth less.
And up until now, a lot of the funny money they were creating in the trillions was going to the banks to shore up their balance sheets, but the banks weren't loaning it. So you had the inflation of the money supply, but you didn't have the velocity. But now the velocity seems to be picking up a bit because people are starting to, you're going to see people start to buy things because they're cheaper now than they're going to be in a month or two.
In fact, a more proper term would be monetary inflation. Monetary inflation is currently raging as the Federal Reserve is printing more and more money, and gold and silver are responding. Price inflation is another matter indeed. Price inflation is the end result and trails monetary inflation. Monetary inflation is now rampant. Gold and silver are being smarter than you and me are reflecting that by the increase in price mm-hmm. and the big rallies that we are seeing now. So inflation is here.
And by the way, over the summer typically is the slow season for metals trading. So it's usually the time when the prices are the softest.
Right.
And they didn't go soft this summer, which was a big indicator. A lot of people knew that by seeing that, you know, the price was steadily rising even through the summer.
Yeah, and one of the other indications, it's typically an inverse relationship between the ranking of the dollar index, and gold, so that when the dollar gets stronger, gold prices go down. Well, today I believe the dollar went down, or the dollar went up, and gold went up as well. So those have kind of started to break that relationship that they've always held.
Well, Kitco actually breaks it down now, where they show you the price rise or fall in gold that day by two factors. One is the dollar going up or down. The other is predominant buying or selling. So some days you could have the dollar going up, but then there was also a lot of buying going on, which increased the demand, which drove the price up. So
interesting.
Those are the two main factors for it.
Okay, so let's get back to the story. Price inflation is another matter indeed. But what about price inflation? Price inflation has also already started. Look at the increase in commodity prices. How much longer do you think it will be before these higher wholesale costs filter down to the retail level? And this is really why I dug up this article. The first time I read this, I was shocked. I mean, I know that food is getting more expensive when you go to the grocery store, but this really, I heard this for the first time and I thought, this is unbelievable. So get this. For example, agricultural raw materials are up 24%. The mineral index is up 25%. The metals price index is up 26%.
Is that for the year or for the quarter?
It doesn't say. I'm guessing this is year-over-year figures.
Got it.
So coffee is up 45%. Barley is up 32%. Oranges, 35%. Beef, 23%. Pork, 68%. Salmon, 30%. Sugar, 24%. Wool is up 30%. Cotton is up 40%. Palm oil is up 26%. Hides, 25%. Rubber, 62%. And iron ore, 103%.
No inflation, huh?
These are prices at the wholesale level. So this is what the companies who are making goods and services, who then have to add on their profit and loss and so forth into the mix, are going to pass on to you. So it's on its way, folks. We'll finish this story when we come back and wrap out some inflation. You can call in, bring up anything that's on your mind, 1-800-259-9231.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today. When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Thursday edition of the show, joining you from the LRN studios in Keene, New Hampshire. Tonight, it's Sam.
And Sean.
And Wayne.
And this is the green crew, if you couldn't tell. Ian and Mark are off in Radioland Convention in L.A., and they will be back on Monday, I believe. So, we were jumping into the story on inflation, and before the break, I had just gone through just a laundry list of all of these goods and services that are going up. But really, that's not what's happening. If that's people's understanding, then you're not seeing the big picture. It's not that you know, everything from oranges to beef to iron ore and rubber are getting more expensive. It's that the underlying value of the dollar is eroding away.
And now we import so many raw materials from foreign countries that their currencies are strengthening against the dollar, which is making these things more expensive.
Right. And that's where, you know, we have this race to the bottom going on right now, where all the different countries are working to devalue their currency
in concert. Yeah. So
in order to
be able to export
more exports. Yeah. To make their currency look stronger against some of the other
actually weaker. They want to make it weaker so that their goods are cheaper.
More. Right.
Yeah.
Thank you. So let's wrap this up. As price increases continue up the chain of production, is there any chance that they will not cause price inflation? Do you think that there is any chance at all that producers and retailers will not pass these costs on to consumers? Let's face facts. These cost increases will filter all the way through the system. Soon your paycheck will not stretch nearly as far. Monetary inflation is here. Price inflation is coming. Commodity price inflation is also here. These are the reasons that gold and silver are soaring at the moment. As the price of gold keeps setting new highs, silver has experienced extraordinary gains recently. The U.S. Mint has raised their absolute price above spot on American silver eagles from $1.50 to $2. Will Rogers, my favorite economist, said it best, and I'll say it again. Invest in inflation. It's the only thing that's going up. And that's by Howard Ruff from The Rough Times. So, you know, not a, again, not good news for the average American, the people, the masses out there that are living paycheck to paycheck. I mean, if this continues, what's going to happen to the price of gasoline? And this is the government's answer. This is what they're coming out and saying, well, we just need to inflate our way out of this problem.
Well, there's been a lot of argument between the so-called inflationists who believe that inflation is coming and the deflationists who believe deflation is coming immediately. And when you look at all of this, I mean, I've been in the inflation camp pretty much the whole time because I realized that even despite all this bad debt, despite all the derivatives worldwide, the trillions of derivatives, the central banks can create an unlimited amount of money to keep the inflation above the forces of deflation in the long run.
And they will.
And they will. Because of all the debt. Mm-hmm. I mean, the debtors like inflation. Savers hate it.
Yep. All right. So I think we've sort of rounded that topic out, and hopefully you guys have found it interesting. I mean, what you can do to this, clearly, if there, I think long-term food storage is something that's good for people to have, because if this continues, and it's all indications are that it's happening now, it's going to get worse, and the government is planning more of the same, you know, it's going to be tough for people to make it. So do what you can to prepare, you know. Tough times are coming. And speaking of that, there is some new news out of the White House regarding health care. Wayne, why don't you tell us about that?
Well, right through the back door when everybody was focused on the Gulf oil spill, Barack Obama gave his signature to legislation permitting the U.S. government to outlaw supplements and alternative health treatments.
Now, where's this story from?
This is from TheExaminer.com.
Okay.
That means that the supplements you take and therapies you use to keep your body healthy can now be made illegal by the Centers for Disease Control and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Obama quietly gave his permission for Codex Alimentarius, the United Nations worldwide plan for food standards, so-called food standards, to take effect in the United States via Executive Order number 13544 on June 10, 2010. The President's decision creates the National Prevention, Health Promotion, and Public Health Council, a group of so-called experts that carry out whatever activities the president deems appropriate. According to an article at Rents.com, after 5 years of fighting this bill in Congress and in the House, Obama has decided to try to kill the supplement and alternative health industry. All alternative health remedies can be deemed unscientific and not provable by the FDA, which can lead them to be banned.
Now, this has been a long, ongoing struggle, I know, because basically some of the natural remedies when it's just a plant that grows wild in nature, I know there are some medications that are based off of just the plant and use, somehow using the plant matter or whatever it is. And that's something that anybody can go out and collect and bottle and so forth. And it's also something that currently you can't really patent. So what the drug companies have done is gone in and created these artificial versions of the same exact natural remedy, and then they've patented it, and they can control it, and they can profit from it and charge people much higher prices.
And it's also not as safe because a plant has amino acids and fats and different things in it, so the body sees it as a food. It's a plant. When you have a synthetic chemical that no human being has ever seen before, it's a new drug that comes out. There are massive side effects. A lot of these drugs get pulled off the market. They're very expensive when they first come out, and they're highly touted in the media. And there's been one debacle after the other with a lot of these drugs. In fact, some have claimed that prescribed pharmaceuticals are the third leading cause of death in America.
Yes, they are. Yeah. And so the government also has sort of its finger in the pie here, because in order to approve a drug, you have to send it through their FDA process.
Yes.
And so they want you to spend the hundreds of millions of dollars, the 10-year process that takes. Meanwhile, there are drugs that are over in Europe still going through the process over here in the United States that have been saving people's lives for 7-8 years over there, just because, you know, we got to keep people safe here in America, but yet they fail miserably.
Well, that's true, but also Codex Alimentarius has been more fully implemented in Europe. So a lot of, if you want to take supplements instead over in Europe, it's becoming increasingly difficult because even the ones that are available have to be prescribed by a doctor. If you go to buy them over the counter, they're watered down, so they're useless, and they're synthetic, and they're going to have problems in the future too.
Yeah, and so the way that that I understand it, that they've been attacking these supplements is they go in and they attack the claims. You can't you can bottle your product, but you can't say that it, what it actually does for people, it, or something along those lines. You probably know more.
Yeah, there was a law that was passed because this whole battle's been going on for a while. But 1994, there was a law passed called the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act.
Okay.
It was actually a victory for natural health advocates because at least they said you can make structure function health claims as long as you have clinical research to back it up. So, in other words, if you had a a supplement that you could have scientists went out and they did some research on it. They can't say it cures something, but they could say, well, this particular substance increases the killer T-cell count in the body. That's a structure function claim. It's not claiming to cure anything.
Okay.
So at least they were given that. But they've been trying to eat away at that because the supplement industry has taken off since that bill was enacted, and the big pharma has been really upset about that.
Yeah, and they want to, you know, they're out to really just protect their profits and ensure that the system, as dysfunctional as it is and cost prohibitive and so forth, continues because they're making huge profits from
it. And they wonder why healthcare costs are so high.
Yeah. All right.
But anyway, the legislation signed by the very man whose claim to fame was change we need and change we can believe in has these effects. First, it removes your power of choice to be able to take supplements and use alternative therapies. Second, it stops you from taking care of your health naturally. You are forced to have to rely on the medical pharmaceutical industries whose aim it is to maximize profit from you and for you to remain sick so they can keep you hooked on their products. Three, it will force you to rely on low-strength synthetic supplements made by pharmaceutical companies and force you to buy expensive supplements that are high-strength but they're synthetic, made by multi-billion dollar pharmaceutical companies.
Okay, so we'll is there a little bit more on this?
A little bit more.
All right, we'll come back, wrap that up. You can call in, bring up anything, 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Jumping into the last segment of the show, there's still time for your call if you make it now to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Sam.
And Wayne.
And Sean.
And we have been covering a story that came off the front page of freetalklive.com. It's an interesting website where users can submit stories and other users then vote them up or down. And that's where this one came from, Wayne. We've been going into some new regulations and legislations that sort of regulate supplements and alternative remedies and some of the consequences of what's going to come out of that. So you wanted to finish this up.
Yeah. Now, what's really pathetic about this whole thing is that, remember, we heard Nancy Pelosi, before the health care bill was passed, said, well, we have to pass it to find out what's in it. Well, the first paragraph of this executive order by Obama says, by the authority vested in me as president by the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America, including Section 4001 of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, Public Law 111/148, it is hereby ordered as follows. So they're already citing this health care bill.
So, yeah, he's citing the health care bill, and this is done through an
executive order.
An executive order,
yeah.
Okay. Which are unconstitutional, but, of course, Obama's a constitutional scholar, so he knows better than you or I.
Well, he managed to find the secret section of the Constitution that mentions that.
Boy, oh, boy. You know, this stuff's been going on for a long time, but now it's accelerating, and now people have been so asleep for so long that look how far down the road it's come.
And as the government takes over healthcare, it's going to become more important because, you know, they're going to do a crappy job like the government does with everything else that it takes over. It's going to become more complex. It's going to be harder for you to get care. They're going to have this limited, they're going to view it as this limited pool because they're not addressing a market need.
It's not about healthcare, Sam.
Yeah.
It's about killing you off slowly and taking all your money. That's
and
what
yet,
the system's
if,
all about.
You know, there's Bill Gates going out saying, well, we could spend $3 million or $1 million on surgery to save someone's life that may live for an extra 3 months, or we could keep these 10 teachers. Which one do you want? And that's the sort of limited mentality that government creates through its monopoly, whereas the market says, hey, we've got needs out here. Does anybody want to step up and solve this problem? And that's why the market is so much more innovative and efficient and effective at doing this. So, of course, they're going to sort of clamp down on these things so that they have control over the populations. What else is in there? Is that...
Well, it's several pages, but I just found it very interesting that the first paragraph of this executive order, he's already citing this bad bill that needs to be repealed as soon as possible.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the way they work, is that, you know, they get in with baby steps. These programs often start out to be voluntary or optional, just like the body scanners at the airport, and then later they come out and say, well, it's not really optional. You know, now it's more mandatory and you have to go through it. And, you know, it just, they always are sort of creeping forward. It's the analogy of the frog in the boiling pot of water.
It's creepy. That's what it is.
It is. Okay. So let's go to another story here. Coming.
And by the way, Sam, what they're going to do here is create a black market.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And the more rapacious they get, the bigger the underground economy. In the past, the United States had a relatively small black market because taxes were lower, regulation was lower. All they're doing is they're going to create a huge black market, like in the Soviet Union, like in all these other countries, like in Europe, with high taxes and regulation, and they're going to actually lose control.
Yeah, so we can look forward to alternative medicine raids on vitamin shops.
It's already happening with raw milk.
Yeah, it is. It is. All right, we've got a phone call. Let's go to David in New Hampshire. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, David, what's on your mind?
Oh, I was going to say, I'm for the health care thing. That's one thing.
You're for the government health care?
Yep.
No. What do you mean, the bill that was passed, or just the idea of government taking over health care?
I don't think they're taking over health care. I mean, there's going to be a health care thing, and there's probably going to be, from what I understand, mandatory insurance, which
not really.
I don't care for, but...
I mean, it's the insurance companies who wrote the health care bill. They have the death panels in there. They're not covering
death panels? I don't buy that. I don't buy death panels.
You should read the bill.
The only death panels were... insurance companies deciding not to help out people helping people, or people getting denied hospital visits, et cetera, et cetera. That was the death panels.
Well, now, you know, I think what you're doing, though, is you're presenting this dialectical argument where it's the old system or this new bill, and so the new bill is better in your eyes because of what you heard on TV. And the fact is that our system that we had before did stink. I agree with you on that. But the system that they're talking about here stinks even worse, and so does the one they have in Europe with socialized health care. When we had a cash-based free market system, or more so of one, in the 50s and earlier, we had the best health care system in the world. It was the least expensive. You could have a baby in 1952 for $24 and $32 if you wanted a private room. Okay, that's what it used to be here, but people don't really remember that now.
What does it cost these days?
I don't know.
About $10,000.
Well, I don't know I'm sure it's not. I'm sure $24 is not the equivalent of $10,000.
Well,
now.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's not. It's maybe $300 or $400 now. But my point is that all the government intervention into the healthcare system since the late '60s has driven the prices up to a point where they had to do something. But they would, instead of taking more control over healthcare, they should have just let it go to the marketplace instead, and then you would have had inexpensive healthcare. And of course, you have the inflation issue too.
The marketplace denied people.
That's not a marketplace.
Hold on.
Wait. That's not a free. That's not a marketplace we had. We had a corporatist healthcare system. That's not the marketplace working.
See, David, what you have is these insurance companies who are out there working. Basically, they've taken over, just like in the financial system. You know, the Goldman Sachs employees are the ones. The ex-CEOs are the ones heading up the Fed Reserve and the Treasury and so forth. Well, the same is true at all of these big government bureaucracies. So it's the insurance company CEOs who go over and take over the regulatory agencies mm-hmm. that are supposed to watch the insurance companies and make sure they're not doing anything wrong. And guess what? They end up using government and using the regulations to get away with some of this behavior
and
that you're talking about.
And to fleece the public. So, but they frame it in the media in these dominant social themes as these bad insurance companies doing these things, denying care to children, which is bad. We agree. But the answer is not to give the government even more control because they're the culprits to begin with.
Yeah, and the fact is, David, every time you call for a government solution to a problem, you're talking about growing government, reducing the choices that people have to make for themselves, and it's going to cost more. What do you think
about
that?
What about the fact that I've heard that the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, has said that this plan and this health care plan is going to be basically like a boon for the economy.
Where does that money come from?
I did hear that, and it's a total lie. In fact, it's already happening where people are getting their premium quotes for next year, and some people are getting 35% higher insurance premium quotes than they had last year. So how's that going to help the economy when you're paying 35% more for health insurance?
What about the small business owners who are barely able to make ends meet now, and they're going to be hit with what are now mandatory health care requirements that they have to pay for all their employees? And they're not going to – where's that money going to come from? Well, they're just going to pass it along. They're either going to go out of business, they're going to fire some employees, or they're just going to raise prices.
But you know something? If health care was really in a free market system, it would be so inexpensive that all you would need is catastrophic type health insurance. You could pay for everything in cash. That's the way the system used to be. It worked very, very well. I remember when I was a kid, my grandfather, I watched him pay a doctor $10 for a house visit to care for my young brother, who's probably 3 years old at the time. Hand him a $10 bill, that was it. Yep. End of story.
But business,
that was health care.
Business is not in the business of benevolence.
Well, right. No, you're right.
No, it's in the business of serving customers.
That's right.
And businesses that don't serve customers go out of business. The problem with the insurance thing is the only insurance companies we have are the ones that are approved of by the government, and getting into the field to compete with them, it requires millions and millions of dollars to get past all the regulations.
And insurance companies have no interest in keeping health care costs down, because if health care costs got cheaper, you wouldn't need them, or at least you wouldn't need them to the extent you do today. The reason why you need insurance is because everything is so expensive.
So hopefully, David, that gave you some things to think about. Thank you for the call tonight.
Thanks.
You know,
bye, David.
There's not this free market just doesn't exist. What we have is this corporate-controlled environment, and I think that confuses a lot of people. So anyway, that's it for tonight. Dale is going to be in tomorrow, as well as Gard and Stephanie on Sunday. It's been Sam I Am.
And Wayne.
And Sean.
Have a good night. This is Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.